In our call to worship this morning, we want to look at a psalm, Psalm number 98, just quickly this morning. You know, I don't know about you, but every time I've ever kind of randomly flipped through the psalms every now and then, and you just maybe go from one to the other and just kind of briefly read through them, there's one thing that always stands out to me about the psalms is that it is always giving praise to the Lord. There's always a call to sing unto the Lord or give praise to the Lord because he did this and this and this and this and this. And there's a whole list that the psalmists begin to entail about what did the Lord do for us, his creation, his salvation, his deliverance, his strength, all so many things that the Lord's done. This is a book of worship. This is how they were to approach the Lord in worship. And I think it applies to us today as well, that when we come to the Lord, even this morning when we come to worship him, it should be to praise his name, to give songs of praise, to think about what we're singing, to think about the things the Lord's done for us as we go through these things. Now in Psalm 98, here he says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." In this psalm here, the author tells us to sing this new song or a fresh song. You know, how many times we kind of just get bored or kind of get in the little rut of life, and sometimes the Lord needs to come down and show us something. And we, "Lord, I want to sing a fresh praise to you," or "I want to give maybe a new thing that I've just thought about you," or something that you've done that gives me a fresh idea of praise. And this is what the psalmist is saying, because of, I just wanted to point out three quick things that the Lord did that the psalmist said. First of all, he has made known his salvation. I tell you, aren't you glad the Lord has made known his salvation, his deliverance? He's provided a way for that deliverance. It'd be terrible to be stuck with the fact that we're in sin and there's nothing we can do about it, or there's nothing that God is going to do for us, as a matter of fact. But this psalm is completely different. It's saying that he has made known, he has uncovered, he's acquainted us, is the idea of the Hebrew there, with his salvation. You know, just looking through the Old Testament, you see the many times that God made known his deliverance. I've been thinking about the life of David lately, all the times that the Lord delivered David. You think about, I was reading recently that chapter, I love it, at the end of 2 Samuel, where it talks about the mighty men of David and all the things that God did for them. You know, I thought about that one man that, I can't remember, I think it was Benaniah actually, that went down into a pit during the time of snow and killed a lion. Now, that's kind of hard to do in the snow. But the Lord gave him the deliverance. The Lord showed and made known his salvation and deliverance. Can we sing praise this morning to the Lord when we look back and see the times that the Lord has delivered us in our lives? He's delivered us from our sins, and he continues to do those works for us throughout our lives. Then, secondly, not just his salvation, but he is, this psalm says, openly showed his righteousness in the sight of the heathen. That means to fully unveil, to fully uncover, so that all will see the righteousness of God. Have you ever been confronted with the reality that God is fully righteous? That he's fully holy? Has that ever been uncovered to you, unveiled, made known unto you, the righteousness, openly showed it to you? And I tell you, when God does that, it makes us realize that we're what? We're unrighteous. We're so far short of what he is. And yet, we look at how awful our sin is, and yet we see that God still desires to deliver. He still desires to save. Boy, isn't that wonderful to praise the Lord when we realize that? That we're so sinful, we see his uncovered righteousness that he's caused us to see, and we think, "Oh Lord, we can't match that. We can't come to that." But yet he reaches down and he delivers and he saves. That's something to praise the Lord for. Then finally this morning, verse 3 says, "He hath remembered his mercy and his truth." You know, a righteous and holy God does not have to be merciful. I think sometimes we forget that. We continue to go on our lives, "Oh, God will understand, and he'll take care of it, and it'll be okay in the end." And God doesn't have to be merciful. We're not righteous like he is. We're not holy like God is. But yet he's remembered his mercy. Specifically here in verse 3, it says, "toward the house of Israel." You go back and think about Israel and the up and down, the murmuring, the complaining in the days of Moses, then in the days of the kings, and back to idolatry and back and forth to serving different gods. And yet God did what? He remembered his mercy. So we have a God this morning that has made known his salvation, that has showed his righteousness, and has not judged or acted the way that he should have toward us. But he's been a merciful God. And I tell you, you go through the Psalms and you see this thing time and time and time again, to sing praise to God. And as we come into our worship this morning. You know, we haven't come to exalt each other. We haven't come to sing to each other and have a man-centered time. You know, contrary to this is totally against the theme of the Psalms is what church is doing today. It's all about the personalities. It's all about what personality has he's spoken this truth, and he has this special insight, and this guy wrote this particular song. Well, he's a great thing that he's done here. Let's focus on man and his talents and abilities and the entertainment that man brings. But boy, that is not seen anywhere in the Psalms. It focuses on a God who brings salvation, a God who openly uncovers his righteousness, and a God who continues to bestow mercy upon us. What a wonderful thing we have to praise the Lord for this morning as we enter into worship.